Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, you've been watching the governor try to thread the needle on the immigration question, trying to figure out how not to anger people and yet be a humanitarian. How's it going for him, do you think?
Well, on Monday of this week, he convened about 50 religious leaders from around the state, a fairly wide group of folks, to talk about ways that Maryland might be able to help in the response, including housing some of the kids that have come across the border in recent weeks.
The problem that the president has and that he has is trying to find parts of the state or the nation that are willing to accept these kids. Were the religious leaders of any help in this regard?
Well, there are at least a couple cases, I think, where they are trying to be helpful with actual sites. The one that's received the most attention is a Catholic Charities facility in Timonium. But, as soon as that was proposed, you had some elected leaders from around the area who were pushing back on it. And that followed, a similar episode in Carroll County where there was the graffiti at the proposed site, and that's now been dropped.
The ministers probably have the same problem that he does with the, you should pardon the expression, NIMBY response that you're getting around not just this state.
No, and I think, in talking to some of the religious leaders as they came out of this meeting, I think they see their mission in a number of ways, and one part of that is, trying to change public opinion. They're making the case in religious terms and otherwise that, their faith calls on them to help these kids, and I think that's going to be part of the battle, just trying to get that message out.
And they're meeting again next week.
On Monday, this coming Monday, the O'Malley is supposed to reconvene with the religious leaders. And, there are similar efforts going on in other states. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick had a meeting with religious leaders. The scene was in some ways reminiscent. And, they announced that they're trying to make space for 1,000 kids there. O'Malley also made clear this week, at least through his spokespeople, that, he would like to see smaller kind of group homes in Maryland and isn't as enthused about the prospect of having, 1,000 kids in one place.
And meanwhile, John, while this is happening, he's on the presidential path, isn't he? He's been in Iowa a lot.
Yeah, he's headed back to Iowa this weekend. He was there just a month ago. This weekend he'll be doing a series of fundraisers for state Senate candidates and for the Democratic gubernatorial nominee out there. This is kind of in keeping with O'Malley's pattern, really for the last couple months or even years of going out to other states to help Democrats in elections and to raise money. But yeah, it's certainly raising eyebrows that he's headed back again so soon.
Well, we'll see what happens on these two fronts, John. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.